This is Misinformation with Zach and Corey. I'm Corey.
Corey's not here, man.
No, seriously, dude, I'm here this time.
Corey's not here, man.
I am here, man.
Bullshit.
Amazing. I actually made it. I was. Well, it's a long story, and I'm sure that it's been thrown out there a few times why I've been missing for a while.
I told everybody you had butt sex and you had an anal fissure.
I needed stitches.
It's true.
Yeah. I got a baseball bat up the ass from my wife, dude. I got in trouble.
I didn't expect you to talk about it.
I understand where she's coming from. It's just no personal life in this thing anymore.
By the way, I'm Zach.
Yeah, that is Zach. So what's going on, man? It's been like 2 months since I've seen you. I've backed out on you like four times, and now finally we're here.
Fuck, you know what? I missed you, babe.
I missed you, too.
I'm like, God, the show is completely switched gears. Changed completely. It was a completely different show with guest hosts, you know. I brought in my buddy Weller for two shows, and it went pretty good. But he's a weird dude. he's very, very.
Which makes us normal, right?
Right. I tell you what, the three shows with guest hosts that I recorded since you've been gone. God, I would fuck her. It makes us seem more professional.
You and I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because we are.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a pure period.
that's definitely it.
Topic one tonight, flooding. We used to have a house.
Yeah.
No, I still do. Nothing happened to us.
That was awesome. Remember when you didn't have that indoor pool? That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Remember when you didn't have insurance guys walking through your house 3 days a week?
Oh, they're telling you they're insurance guys. They're really just taking pictures of your old lady in the shower.
Nothing wrong with that. At least I get copies.
That's true.
I'll find them somehow. I surf the internet long. Surf the internet for porn enough. I should be able to find it.
Oh man, that would piss her off.
What?
Your wife and my wife both. If they were just on the internet one day
and saw
pictures of themselves.
Oh yeah.
Oh fucking Jenny would kill me.
Oh yeah, I would be in deep trouble.
Oh fuck. Castration, baby.
Castration is right. So nothing really happened to us flood-wise.
No.
The whole state of Iowa was underwater at some point in time.
No, I mean, we're sitting in my basement right now. You're seeing the result. I mean, this is all new carpet, which it's... I don't recommend it, man.
All that work to unimpress Zach.
Well, do you see all these little fucking fuzzballs
on
the floor? It's the carpet coming up.
Fucking came in here and did this?
I did.
You did this?
Yeah. It's those adhesive carpet squares.
Nice.
Yeah, and so... they're like Berber, to describe it to the folks at home, both of them. They're Berber. It's like a Berber, and there's lines going one direction. So what I did was I alternated them.
I see that.
So horizontal, vertical.
Yeah.
Well, everywhere that there's traffic, there's these little fucking carpet bunnies. Like these little puffs of, it looks like my carpet pubes are shedding.
Well, that's, your carpet's getting to be a man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I tell you what, I think it's some fucking a premature maturation here, because it's maybe 3 months old.
Well, carpet ages differently than humans do.
Yeah, carpet years.
Yeah, carpet years. It was 20 each ours.
So yeah, I'm pissed. It took me like 3 days, 3-4 days to put all these down, because you have to, the sticky stuff on the back is not strong enough.
Right on.
So you have to spray them with spray adhesive and then stick them down.
Damn, dude.
And took forever. But super easy to work with, though, because you can trim just the individual square instead of having to trim all the way along the carpet like you do. And then with that knee banger thing where you got to bang it into the corner, it looks like you're trying to fuck your carpet. you don't have to do that with any of this shit, but now I see why it's so cheap.
Now you understand. It just falls apart three months into the usage.
I'm on the budget plan. I'm going to have to get rugs to protect my carpet.
Very.
Fucking retarded is that?
Carpet rug.
Yeah.
Ooh, carpet rug.
It's like a hat for your carpet. It's a great plan.
It's like a toupee for your carpet. Hey. What it is. Enough with the ball jokes.
Hey.
Enough.
Fucker.
Hey, did you hear that I was at one of the bars in downtown Cedar Falls and got to meet a couple of NFL players last weekend.
Oh, did you go to the hub down there?
Yeah. Well, we were kind of, the station was kind of taking, sponsoring it a little bit, And from what I gather, they had all kinds of NFL gear there for sale and for auction and all kinds of stuff to raise money for Afflington Parkersburg High School, which is, by the way, I think it's the fifth largest high school, or has the fifth most NFL players coming out of that high school.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We were talking about that at work the other day. We're like, what do they fucking put in the water?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they just grow them big and apparently talented.
Yeah, but they had all this NFL gear for silent auction, and I was listening to the guys. Casey Wiegman from the Broncos is the guy that got all the stuff in, and he said that Rex Grossman actually sent him an autographed Rex Grossman jersey, but he had to send it back because he didn't want to have to pay somebody to take it.
Did he say that, really?
No, I just said it.
Because, wow, that would have been funny.
Yeah, if, no, like, but, you know, fuck. But, yeah, but I, from what I gather, Rex Grossman threw it, and a tennis pro picked it off in the infield, or in the end zone.
Damn.
Did not. I've been thinking about this for 2 weeks.
I bet.
I had to make fun of the fucking Bears. Because I can't make fun of the Cubs. Are you a Cubbies fan?
I don't follow baseball. It puts me right to sleep. I was just telling Jenny last night, I was like, I really wish I could get into it. Because, one, Cubs fans are fucking nuts. Like, yeah, they love their team. And
everybody likes the Cubs, except for White Sox fans.
Right. And I just love the camaraderie, and everybody's like, you know, they sing songs, you know, and they got the seventh inning stretch, and then they got the, go Cubs, go.
Yeah,
it's go, like, Cubs, go.
30,000 Neil Diamonds in the fucking crowd.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But it's kind of neat, you know, because that song's catchy. I downloaded it. I'm not even a baseball fan. I fucking downloaded it because I thought it was catchy.
You have time on your hands.
Well, you know.
You have too much time on your hands.
Did you just... That's too sticks. Much time on your
little
hands.
Stick's going to be in the Cedar Valley at the end of August.
Well, they're not going to play at the fucking baseball diamond now, are they?
No, yeah, they are. Baseball diamond's going to be open next month. Be open. Open this Sunday, actually.
Didn't the building fall down?
No.
Really?
No, electrical problems. You had electrical problems?
I'm making the quote sign.
You had electrical problems.
Electrical. It's electrical.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. So what's new with you? What's going on? What's happening?
Nothing. Life? That's exciting, wasn't it?
Nothing?
Nothing new.
Nothing?
Nothing, really. No.
But
No, it's been pretty uneventful. We went camping last week. You know, that was
and how was that fun?
It was all right. We went tubing.
Nice.
Yeah, we went tubing in Wisconsin.
Where? Somerset?
No. We took the kids.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Black River Falls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the University of Wisconsin, Black River Falls.
Oh, is there one there?
Yeah. There's about 1,500 University of Wisconsin.
You know, I noticed that. Isn't there one in, like, Winona?
Superior, no.
Is there, what's in Winona?
Winona's Minnesota.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Totally different state.
That's right. We did cross the bridge. Are crazy. That's a nice town, though, Winona. It's pretty. Very pretty town.
Very
but
pretty.
Completely different state.
Absolutely completely.
Yeah, that's my fault.
That's okay.
You know,
I got to ask you, how are our Irish friends? I haven't talked to them or seen them. I've been busy with flooding and work.
It's my understanding Fitzy's a little under the weather. There's not going to be a cabin fever this week.
Well,
I guess
he's just sick.
He's got a head cold.
Oh.
Him got the sniffles.
Oh, poor guy. Yeah. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I told him to walk it off
or drain it out with some Guinness, pal.
Yeah, you know.
Man up, douchebag.
He must be Wow, let's just jump right into it. Both feet right in the poop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
for Christ's sake.
That's okay. I'll take that later.
Who's that?
That's Kate, my part-timer.
Part-timer?
Yeah.
That reminds me, we need to talk before you leave today.
Yeah, exactly.
Part-timer. Part-time, like, girlfriend or part-time, like?
No, part-time, like, radio girl.
Radio girl. Oh. Yeah. Is she the one at night?
Danny Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
Well, so why not just be Kate?
Because she's Kate on the other station. Pulls double duty.
Nobody is going to care, and then we got to get back on topic to stuff people are going to care about. But Burns, is he on the other station too? Sometimes?
Yeah, he's on. He's Billy Roberts. Get it?
Billy Bob.
Billy Roberts. You like that?
Okay, I meant to ask you about that. Okay,
yes,
sorry. We're fucking.
Yeah,
we got to work on this.
Yeah.
We got to work on talking about shit that other people can identify.
So the man up thing brings a topic to mind for me. I have a coworker who is the biggest pussy in the history of the world, and not like yar would you eat pussy, but just a fucking pussy. He's the absolutely biggest fucking crybaby piece of shit that I've ever met in my life. He was playing softball with our team that we have at work.
Team, our group of people.
Well, first of all, he wasn't invited to be on the team to begin with.
And then he
showed up at the team and made himself a t-shirt that says coach in the back. So he nominated himself coach. Then he decided that he was going to rotate in and out with another guy that's been playing full time since the inception of the softball team because the other guy doesn't work for our company. And so I don't think you should be playing full time. You don't work for our company.
Wow.
Well, then he slides in. First of all, 4 years ago, he got hit in the head with a baseball, got a concussion. and
it never really healed, did it?
No. Well, yeah. He still talks about it to this day. It was 4 years ago, and he says he had a double concussion. Well, there's no such fucking thing as a double fucking concussion.
So he thinks his concussion got a concussion?
Yeah. So he thinks that, you know, and what a concussion is, when the brain hits the skull and it bruises the brain.
Right.
That's what a concussion is. And I don't know how he would have had to hit himself really hard in the back of the head, then really hard in the front of the head to make a double concussion, which didn't happen.
Well, maybe he's just got a lot of room in there. Maybe it kind of rattles.
So he still talks about it for 4 years. He's got tons of room. and so he slid into home base 3 weeks ago. And so, you know, you get all those fucking sliding rashes.
Right,
on, you know,
right,
you're
right.
Wearing shorts. You're not ready to slide into base. He slid into base because he didn't want to get hit in the head. I don't want to get another double concussion. So anyway, he slides into home plate, and he gets it all scraped up, and it turns into a scab, and it oozes, and that shit happens.
Right,
and they do
right,
that
right.
kind of stuff. Three other people in my work have had this happen to him this year and have just fucking manned up. We're like, oh, it hurts. Big fucking deal. Well, he decided to go to the doctor. He tells everybody, I got an infection. He's been wrapping it all the way around with this fucking wrap. And he's like, the doctors want to cut me open. It's infected. And I have a bruised to fucking shin bone and all kinds of shit. He took the bandage off 2 days ago.
Nothing.
It's completely healed.
Nothing
there.
Oh, my God. He's Wolverine.
He is Wolverine.
Schnickety.
I know. And then he told us he bruised his shin bone when he slid in. I'm like, how in the fuck do you bruise your shin bone? There's nothing there. It's not even gravel. It's like dirt. You can't bruise it, you fucking pussy.
This guy works with you?
Yeah.
Remember?
But ding, 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 ding.
Well, remember a couple weeks ago? When you got in trouble because people at work were taking exception to what we were saying on the show.
Yeah.
This might be one of those times.
Oh, he doesn't listen.
Oh, he doesn't?
Knock no.
Oh, okay.
He's too busy worrying about race cars and shit.
Race cars? Like stock cars?
Yeah, he doesn't have the connection to see what's going on. I mean, he just doesn't get it.
So it's like Junior for the win. He's one of those guys?
Yeah, but he's dirt track, which is actually better.
Wow.
But I like going to dirt track races. I don't know why. I think it's funny to watch these guys haul ass around a little dirt track for 4 laps.
Well, it's another one of those things around here that you can go do to feel better about you.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Man, it makes my wife look really, really hot. She is really hot, but... Man, pushes her over the edge.
Like, shower every day? Really?
What? Really?
Who did?
What?
Oh, God.
What do you mean there's more beer than just old Milwaukee?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Hey, Corey, I heard what you said yesterday, and it was funny.
One of those guys?
You did.
Yeah, like, you're listening, actually. Listening
I'm going to call you 16 times just to talk about the weather.
Yeah. Gonna rain today? I don't fucking know.
Oh, is it raining right now?
Yeah, I want to give a 15-minute forecast. I'll tell everybody what's gonna do in 15 minutes.
Tits.
So anyway, I just had to get that off my chest because it's bothering me because he's still walking. He's limping. He was dragging his foot behind him.
Like fucking Quasimodo?
Yeah, exactly. Like dragging it. Then he backed into a garbage can and was like, oh, my shin! You backed into it. You hit the back of your leg.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah. So he calls in his work sick when he has a headache. So that's the kind of guy he is.
You'll have that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. So anyway, I had to get off my chest. So he needs to man up. There's a man up thing. I mean, if you're a man, you can't be bitching and moaning about stupid
about
shit.
About everything. Yeah.
I mean, you can't. When you're sick, guys need to be an asshole. I mean, when I'm sick, I'm an asshole. I don't want to be touching me or talking to me. I just want to be fucking sick and get it over.
I want to eat some fucking soup and watch some cable
soup.
TV. Some soup.
What are you, from fucking Minnesota now?
I don't know. It happens sometimes. Some soup and soda.
I want some soup and pop.
God damn it.
Oh, the Vikings.
Oh, don't you know. I can't. But speaking of being a man.
Yeah.
You look like you're getting ready to say something.
No, go ahead.
I need to hit now.
I was going to talk about soccer, but go ahead.
Well, then we're not talking about being a man at all if we're talking about soccer, so that's a terrible segment.
Well, it's football over in Ireland. I was going to say that I actually watched the World Cup because I wanted to see what all this emotion around soccer was. And I watched it, and I fell asleep, and then I woke up. And it was still the same score.
Oh, yeah. Soccer's a long game, man.
And it doesn't make sense to me.
Soccer's a long game. I can't get into it.
I mean, if you can't fucking tackle them, what's the use?
You can't.
Yeah.
And they have something called a tackle.
Yeah.
But it's not really a tackle.
It's like a slide.
Yeah, it's...
It's like the Dukes of Hazzard on grass.
Hey, you know what's funny is now I'm thinking in my head of Waylon Jennings singing the soundtrack to a soccer
good
game.
Oh, boy. Never meaning no harm. As kicking like, goals with their head, making...
As Pedro's fucking running down the field.
Goal! That's just fucking annoying.
Yeah, so
Sorry. So I don't get soccer. I just don't get soccer. Football.
And you know, in French, when you're talking about our football, it's football American.
Yeah, it is football.
No, it's fucking football.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, and they can't use their fucking hands and shit.
Well, and I'm talking to the Irish, and they keep saying soccer this, soccer that. I was like, what is the soccer of which you speak? Isn't it called football? Douche.
Yeah, and you know what happened? We bring over the number one soccer fan of all time over to the U.S. to play. In L.A., and he sucks.
Yeah, he's not.
So he comes to America, and he's not as big as he thought he was.
He's getting old. I mean, in soccer years, I think.
Yeah, Beckham.
And he probably
in soccer
expends...
years, same as carpet years.
Yeah, same as carpet years. He probably expends a lot of fucking energy fucking that wife of his.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's posh.
Yeah, posh. She looks like a fucking alien, like one of those
Something's
Area 51
right.
aliens.
Yeah. Something's not right.
I mean, everything on her is plastic.
Oh yeah.
Like even her like plastic has plastic.
She has plastic covers for her plastic cover.
Well, it's true. I think she has like plastic areolas now.
It's like my grandma's furniture.
Well, her boobs just look, it's like they threw plastic because they don't want anything to happen to her. Yeah. So they're like, oh God, if she stains,
we have to frame that.
Oh God, you know, it's Jesus. We have people over. We want her to look nice. They just poke one hole in the mouth so that, you know. So that fucking Bex has somewhere to stick it, you know. Because there's so much plastic. She's like a plastic, like a mold. She's like a cast.
Like Barbie down there?
Well, her vagina, there's nothing. It's just, you know, and so there's got to be somewhere for him to stick. So now she probably, in bed, she looks like one of those fucking inflatable dolls with the O face.
Nice.
Yeah, I wish we were on TV right now.
I wish you were too. Yeah.
But the sound, I think, sells it.
Schneckenberg.
You got to leave that guy alone. I promised some people.
You did?
Yeah. You know, and I was watching him the other day, to be honest with you, during the flood and tornado coverage.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the guy.
He was working like 18-hour days, dude.
Fuck, he looked beat up.
Yeah, all of them did.
He had a whisker.
Did he? His little co-host in the morning, Sunny Lane.
You've lost
your ability to enjoy Sunny Lane?
I never enjoyed. Well, I tell you, I was on RedTube the other day, and there was a Sunny Lane gets drilled. Yeah, and I'm like, no. And so I check it out, and it wasn't her.
Not her.
No.
So I got to meet Sunny Lane first, you know, face to face, and she is about as pure as though driven snow, buddy. She doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't go out, doesn't do anything. She's all into her family and church.
She Mormon?
No.
Really?
I don't know. She's boring, is what
she has absolutely zero personality. You can tell that on the news.
Yeah.
She's
boring.
You know. Chris Carter will be reporting on something, and it's very obvious that she reports. She's one of those people, and you see them on CNN and the Weather Channel all the time. They're the type of people that don't have natural charisma.
Right.
So they report the way that they were taught to report in school.
Yeah.
Like, these are the tenets of reporting. This is how you are a public figure. This, when someone tosses it back to you, you must respond.
Thank you.
Yeah. But she doesn't understand that if the other anchor already responds, she can just sit there and look pretty.
Yeah.
Which... she can't do because she looks like French Stewart.
Yeah, she does look like French Stewart.
Her eyes are always closed. See, again, I wish we were on TV. Cause I was like,
that's because it's sunny out. She can't see.
Just giving you that French Stewart look that, with my lips pursed. My
now you
eyes
look
have
like
open.
Now you just look like Duff from fucking that Food Network.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Ace of Cakes.
Ace of Cakes.
Zach, Ace of Cake Barkley.
Ace of Cakes.
I think I'm going to send a picture over there and have a Duff lookalike contest. That'd be funny. Get you a free ride over to the East Coast.
I'd go.
Hell yeah.
I heard their cakes aren't real good to eat, though.
No, they're just pretty.
Yeah.
They put all kinds of fucking weird shit on it.
Yeah. You know, this is the first time I've worn headphones.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Oh, while we're together. Yeah, it is weird. I hate it.
Why do you hate it? I love headphones.
I mean, it's nice because I can hear what's going on.
Yeah.
But, like, every time your beard brushes the microphone...
You can hear it?
Oh, yeah. You just totally flated that fucking microphone. You're like, I'm hitting my arm.
That's awesome.
Wow. Wow, Corey, that's awesome. Do it again.
Hey, by the way, I met Chris Carter, too, by doing this whole thing.
Uh-oh.
And he was actually not as big of an asshole as I thought he was. He was in a good mood.
I think we were giving him a really hard time. We were fucking with him by proxy.
Yeah,
you know
he was guilty by association.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know I think that the Schnack thing has worn its welcome.
It has worn its welcome. So Schnackenberg, on behalf of myself, not Zach, we're sorry. Because Zach's not sorry.
Not 100% sorry. No,
yeah, I'm not 100% sorry either.
I'm 80-20.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go 80-20. Right, 70-30 if I'm, you know, if I was wearing shoes, but I'm not.
All right, cool.
Yeah, look at that, bare feet.
Oh, look at, holy crap, you can fucking extend your toes and everything.
Yeah, like a monkey.
That freaks me out. Yeah. I can't do that shit. My toes stuck together. I can't do shit.
Like webbed?
No,
toes are webbed?
Not webbed. They just don't, they don't move.
You heard it here first, folks. Corey Ford has webbed toes.
What are you talking? Quack!
I knew it. There's a chick I used to work with that had webbed feet.
I have one webbed toe on each foot. Well, it doesn't go, it only goes up to the first knuckle. It doesn't go all the way up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, not kidding. I can swim like a motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah.
For real?
For reals.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for real.
You are some kind of fucking mutant.
Duh.
You're like,
oh, check this out.
You're like Aquaman and Wolverine together. You're hairy like Wolverine, and you got webbed feet like Aquaman.
Yeah. I'm Aquamarine.
That's stupid. You didn't get.
I didn't even put anything together. No, it was just. That's a color.
Yes. I'm blue-green.
I'm off blue.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't say I was smart either, man.
Oh, can nobody believe you if you did.
So everybody in the whole history of the world knows that Iowa was flooded, right? I mean, basically everybody knows we were flooded out here. Massive, massive problems. Not so much in our area, but down south got the really bad part of it.
Well, it was pretty fucking bad here. Our whole downtown was underwater.
It was pretty fucking bad. But regardless, everybody's now comparing it to Hurricane Katrina. Which is something absolutely completely different.
Yeah.
First off, Kanye West did not say George Bush hates white people when we got a flood.
No,
he did not. Sean Penn didn't show up in his little flatboat fucking boat to come rescue people. No. Nobody's fucking complaining to George Bush saying where's FEMA because FEMA's been dishing out $30 million so far.
Oh, yeah.
Thus, Iowans have a hard work ethic. So what happens? We clean the mess up without fucking complaining.
Indeed.
No cops have shot any gang members yet.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any looting. There's one case of looting in Cedar and Waterloo, and they were busted.
They had one in Parkersburg, too. Did they? And I saw that in the paper.
Oh, with that, they're
the
trying to get like copper and shit out.
Yeah, it was like a 64-year-old guy and looting shit.
I was just helping them out, cleaning up their stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff that was worth money. I was taking it off their heads.
Yeah. Oh, you got to check out what I did. Oh, this is awesome.
Speaking
dude.
Of stealing shit.
I had a bunch of like old rotten food at work.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a guy that goes around and he dumpster dives looking for cans to bring them in to get get returns mm-hmm. on them.
Yeah.
And he brings his kid everywhere and it just bothers the piss
out
of me.
Oh, I know what guy you're talking about. The kid's in like a wagon.
It just bothers the hell out of me. At least the kid's with his dad. I realize that, but still, get a fucking job. McDonald's is hiring.
Right.
You know.
Well, at least he's not driving his car around.
He has been. He was driving a 1968 Suburban the other day. Big old fucking truck that gets like 4 miles of the gallon.
To pick up cans.
Yeah, to pick up cans.
To get money.
Yeah, to buy gas or whatever. Yeah, what an idiot. So anyway, I took one of my cans and put all this rotten food in it. And I put it right on top of the garbage can. And I waited for him to come by because he comes by at the same time every day. And I put it right on top. And he grabbed it and he crushed it. And all that shit came out and was all over his hand. It was awesome!
You're going to hell, man.
Oh, that was determined a long time ago. That's, I got a front row seat.
You know, I'd feel bad for the guy if he didn't drive that Suburban around. Is he the one that goes through the parking garage?
Yeah.
It's a real, real loud, noisy Suburban?
Yeah.
Okay. We were out there standing. You were smoking that one day and he drove by, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. He's not shy about it either. And he picks up all my old cigarette butts out of the cigarette butt container and smokes them.
Really?
Has his kid go get them too for him.
Because I know Walking Guy Kenny does that.
Yeah.
But
Walking Guy Kenny does.
He's a special case.
Walking Guy Kenny, every time I see him, if it's raining out, he's got the longest string of snot going from his nose all the way down to his chest.
Really?
And he's smoking a fucking cigarette.
You know what I always love him when he comes on driving tonight? He's like, have a nice day. I'm like, what the fuck did Kenny just say?
The morning show guys down the hall from me brought him upstairs.
That ended badly for them.
It did end badly because they started getting complaints because they were making fun of him. They're like, what? We buy him a pack of smokes.
Yeah, which like probably made Kenny happier than shit.
Oh, yeah. He was happy to be on the radio. He's almost
but
famous.
Still not right.
No, not right at all.
Still not right at all.
Not right at all.
So. We need to get you a microphone like this, I think.
I don't mind doing this. Does that one sound better?
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
A lot better.
Well, then, fuck off.
A lot better.
Okay.
Well, part of it's because I'm on this one and I sound pretty
you
damn
sound,
good.
Yeah, sexy, sexy bitch.
It's true. You don't have to fucking humor me, asshole.
I'm not humoring you, asshole.
Wow. You got flavor in that coffee, don't you?
It's half and half. It's half just plain Folgers and half some kind of
Because I can smell it. It smells good.
Oh, that
smells
nice. My breath.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, you can't smell through this?
No. Ow. You're a dick.
Oops, sorry.
Remind me next time I'm in the radio studio to just like,
scream
fart
in
right in your... Oh, there you go, Corey. I like that in your ear.
I don't know.
Two dudes, one ear.
Hey, yo.
Do not speak of it.
Do not speak of it. Yeah. So what else is new, man?
Not much.
You get your notes up so we know what the fuck we're going to be talking about.
Well, we're good. We got plenty of time. We can get there. We're about halfway through. All right. Let's not let the people know that we're trying to get through this as quickly as possible.
Hey, I'm not trying to get through it. I just want to make sure we're getting proper information.
We'll
out,
be
man.
Fine. Proper information on a show called Misinformation.
Well,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well spoken.
All right. We were talking about being a man earlier.
Yeah.
At work last night, I found out one of my coworkers is going to get a vasectomy.
Oh.
I'm trying to talk him out of it.
Why?
It's not right, man.
Come on.
Dude, you can smell your scrote burning when they do that.
So?
That's not cool, man.
Why not?
They're going to flay your guy all open and get inside there.
They're not going to flay the penis open. They just they open the sack up and cut her up. Dude, like 2 days of laying down in bed getting served like cold beer and having a
did you do it?
Having a cold sack of
did you
freezer
do it?
Frozen corn between your legs, huh?
Did you do it?
No.
Would you?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'd do it tomorrow if I was able to do it.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, dude. It's really
no way.
Stupid.
No.
I don't
way.
Want any more kids.
What the fuck, man?
What?
But use a fucking birth control pill.
She does.
Well, then, that's fine then. Let's stop right there. Let's just let me talk.
All
okay?
right.
That's in your best interest. If
absolutely.
I fucking talk.
I
here.
Like Fred Flintstone.
Don't interrupt me, sir. What I'm saying is, why would you not want to be? I mean, his thing is, he's like, the pill's not. It's 99.9. They're still at 0.1%.
Right.
They've already got four kids. Two. He's got two. She had two, and now they have two together. And I'm like, yeah, dude, but there's that 0.100% chance that somebody's going to be cutting at your nutsack.
Yeah, there is. You're getting it.
I mean,
it's happening.
It's. I just don't. I was giving him crap. I was like, okay, because he's in the military.
Yeah.
I was like, the whole time you were over in Iraq, you're running around over there in the desert with a big fucking gun in your hand going, please, God, please don't let me get my balls shot off. And now you're going to go into a fucking doctor's office and have him cut them off.
Big difference there. Not asking for it. Now he's asking for it.
It's your balls, man. It's your balls. You ever see what happens to a puppy?
Yeah.
After you get them fucking... How many phones do you have?
Two.
Why?
God, hold on. I need this.
You going to take this? All right. So, yeah, Corey's got to take his phone call, apparently. So, my thinking is that Corey will probably just have his nuts removed, if at all possible, because it's how he's going to roll. He's getting up. He's walking away. And we're back. Yeah.
Sorry about that. I you know, work calls and I have to answer.
Because technically that's where you're supposed to be right now.
Actually, no, I'm lunch break, dude.
Lunch break?
Lunch break.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I can take lunch breaks if I want.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I wish my lunch breaks I could do fun stuff like this. My lunch break's like, all right, I get to go downstairs for a couple minutes, maybe go outside.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back in and... Right now is where I'd love to tell everybody
well,
what I have
you,
to
you know,
do, but
when
I can't.
You work at the women's shelter.
Yeah.
It's tough to get out. So you have a cat.
Yeah, you know this.
I did.
His name's Spike.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What? What are you saying?
I just. Huh? I don't. I. You know, every time I see you, I find you to be a lot more manly than a cat owner.
This cat is. I wish he'd come out, but he won't. He thinks the dog's out, so
oh.
He won't come out. But he's. Fucking huge.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
A big boy?
20 pounds.
Damn!
Yeah, yeah. And he's solid. I mean, he's very long. He's probably about... Yeah.
So he's like a tiger.
Yeah, pretty much. Colored like one. Hey, we're back again.
Sorry, a little technical difficulty.
Yeah, luckily we caught it right away. Shit, the time when I did that show with Eric.
Yeah.
We recorded for a good 20 minutes before I realized it. And I was like, hey, why isn't the thing doing stuff anymore?
Hopefully it'll stay here.
Yeah, that'd be... Pimp. It has something to do with it says the sinking capacity something. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not trying to fucking lip sync. I'm not Ashley Simpson here.
The sinking capacity.
Yeah, I don't know what
the fuck. That's impressive.
Yeah, so I think we pretty much petered out on our vasectomy discussion.
Yeah, we petered on the no pun intended. Nice. We start talking about you know, for such a little man, you have a large car.
That's a big car.
It is, long
yeah.
car.
Yeah, four-door.
Yeah. And we got brand new phone books, so you can see now.
Well, it depends how many we get, I guess, doesn't it? Because it might take a couple. Smarty pants.
Yeah, you know,
funny guy.
So, is this your man room down here? Are we
oh,
in
yeah.
your man room?
Yeah. that pretty much is.
That
from,
fucking rocks.
From about the corner of that desk this way, off limits.
Really?
Yeah. But not soundproof or anything at all, so it doesn't do me a whole lot of fucking good.
No, it doesn't do you any good. Nothing.
Yeah, I wish that the staircase there was closed off or something.
That'd be nice. You know, we can do that.
Yeah, well, it used to be.
Why don't we do that?
Well, because she doesn't want it that way, I guess. See, I thought what would be all right would be to just close it off and have the door at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah, see, perfect.
And open in this way.
Yeah, with ultra good, like, insulation so nobody can hear us saying fuck, cunt, bitch.
Yeah, because we had to kick the kids out today.
Yeah, we did have to kick the kids out.
And it's raining outside.
Poor kids are out. I saw him on the way in, and when I locked the door and he was trying to get back in, I was like,
no.
So
no.
He's outside. I gave him a little blanket.
You know what I've noticed, just especially in this podcast, you know, they used to say that I sound like Sandler all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been doing it a lot this podcast.
Are you?
Yeah. No, you can't come in here. No. And I don't know where the fuck it's coming from. But,
oh, you Sandler wannabe.
Oh, fuck. I do it on accident.
It's not bad. It's not a bad thing. Adam Sandler is a very nice, good guy.
He's rich.
Very.
Yeah.
Very rich.
He has a dog named Meatball.
Not anymore.
Did it die?
Yeah, Meatball died 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not that I pay attention.
I bet he's got a new one.
I'm sure he did get a new
Meatball. Meatball was in his wedding.
Yeah, and then like a little bit after that, Meatball died.
Oh.
Meatball had a coronary...
embolism?
I made that up. So me too. But nice.
Yeah. And see how I piggybacked off your made-up fact?
Misinformation is back.
We're getting right back into the fucking groove of things.
Yeah,
here,
we're trying. We're trying. It's going to take a couple of shows to get back to the speed of how we were going through topics and having conversations. I wasn't prepared today.
No, you know, I got notes. We're gonna fumble fuck our way through the rest of the show. But you're back. You know? So if people miss Corey, you can email us at misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Send him your well wishes.
Please do.
Your welcome backs.
Yeah.
Or you can...
Say you wish AIDS upon me. Like everybody else does.
It's been done.
Yeah.
Whose phone's
ringing now,
come
bitches?
Come on. I bet you anything it's a 180. Oh, hold on. This will be fun.
Zach's got to get his phone. Hold on here. See if we can get this done here.
Hey, it's West Music.
Oh.
I don't know why they're calling me. Hold on just a second here. And we're back again.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Hey, man of the box. What's going on, man of the box? How you doing, man of the box?
Hey, you just heard the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
That was
West Music.
Yeah, it was a guy from West Music that sold me all this pimp equipment that we're using now.
Which is awesome because I talked to West Music today and backed out of their Weekend Warrior run-through today.
What is that, Weekend Warrior?
If you want to learn how to play an instrument, want to be in a band, they put a bunch of people together. From different calibers of music, and you go there, and they give you the equipment to use, and every weekend you go and practice for a few hours, and then you learn music, and the band gets together, and so they call it Weekend Warriors, and then at the end of the year, all the bands play like 3 tunes in front of a crowd.
Well, that's nice.
It is nice, but I was supposed to go there today to learn all about it so I could talk about it on the air and be a part of it, because I really want to do it.
Right.
And I backed out so I could be here.
Are you serious?
Absolutely serious, 100%. Called them and said I couldn't be there because I have a meeting.
Well, that's what's really funny is we're like, hey, Corey, you want to go to this Yamaha thing?
So I'm like, when you answer the phone, don't tell them I'm here. And you're probably like, why in the fuck would they think you're there?
You know, I thought you were just being you.
Yeah, at that point. I was being me for a little bit. Yeah, by the way, I've been having conversations with people about certain characteristics that I have that you know, as a person, you don't really see things from an outside point of view.
Right.
And so people have been telling me lately about stuff. Like, for some reason, like, this year is the year to tell Corey that he sucks.
So reliability came up.
That's always been an issue. That's not something I'm trying to live up to.
That's awesome.
But I was told to get a different haircut, which I did. Not too bad, but I mean, I'm not supposed to use the spiky dikey anymore because, for Christ's sake, I'm 35.
But you're a young 35.
I know. And then what was the other thing is I don't let people talk. That was another one.
Well, you know, and see, I would disagree with that because I've been talking to people since you've been gone.
Yeah.
Since you've been gone. Yeah.
God, that makes me horny.
Oh, me too. It just makes me want to touch me.
Yeah. Weird.
But so is Fraggle Rock, so that's not important. While you were gone, you know, I was having to be the structure portion of the show, which normally it's you. You keep us on topic, you keep us on task, and man, you're making me nervous every time you look at that computer screen. I'm
just
like,
making sure, man.
Fuck.
Don't you worry about it. I got your back.
All right, cool. once we have the reel set up, I'm actually going to be able to look at my computer screen while I record, which might be kind of exciting. No, like normally you're the structure because you have a background in radio. You know what needs to happen to keep the show moving,
right,
or to, you know, get it wrapped up. I had to perform that role, and it was very awkward for me because I like to be the color guy. I like to be the guy that just blah, 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 you know, and
you're Marv Albert.
No.
You bite back.
Indeed. Oh, shit. And so that's what I was telling everybody. I was like, I really miss that. I miss, like, what we have when we're working through the show because we each have a very specific
role.
Job. Yeah, yeah. And it works well. And then I also got to thinking about to myself, I'm like, it's really fucked up when Corey's the structure.
Yeah, very, very fucked up.
But, you know, we don't have a problem.
When I'm on task, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's the before the on task part.
Yeah, the getting to the task.
It's like arriving at the time I tell people when I'm arriving.
Or in the month.
The world should wait for me.
I am Corey Ford. That's my flanger.
That's there. Very like nice. That was worth that 5 seconds of audio right there.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, that's awesome, like, man. So
what else did they tell you?
I've been watching Last Comic Standing.
You know, I watched the first tonight. Episode. I watched the first episode. The second episode was preemptive because of the flood coverage. Or not the second episode. I watched the first like three episodes. Their fourth episode was preempted because of the flood coverage, and I watched the fifth episode, and then it's on again tonight. Tonight's the semifinals.
Tonight's the when they got everybody that made it through the first round. It starts tonight.
To Vegas.
And I'm looking forward to that. That's my favorite part.
So am I, because, yeah, a little coffee burp?
Oh, no, I had a beef burger from the Boardwalk Deli today.
For breakfast?
11:30. It's not breakfast.
Oh, okay. Well, it is for me.
Yeah, I suppose.
I just had a bowl of cereal right before you got here.
Pretty pebbles, by the way.
No, it was fiber.
Emphasis on the fruity.
It's fiber. Fiber one. It was good. With strawberries.
You have a hard time shitting, don't you, Zach?
Oh, no.
Not anymore.
No, if there's one thing Zach doesn't do is have a hard time shitting.
Fiber one.
You should have
seen
one.
I bought it with my ARP card. 50% off.
What? Fuck you.
Hey, fuck you, man. I'm not the one eating Fiber One.
It's tasty.
It is not tasty.
It
it's like
too.
The worst shit in the world. Eat
no.
Chex cereal, then.
No, it's got freeze-dried strawberries in it. And
yeah.
They add the milk. They turn into regular strawberries.
They do not turn into
regular. They do, too.
No, they don't.
They go,
because I've eaten the Special K version of that.
Yeah, Special K's for homos.
Yeah, because Fiber One's not. I got to make sure my colon's clean so when I get it in the ass.
On the back of the Fiber One box, big swinging cock.
Special buddies.
And he's just putting it right in this chick's asshole. So
nice.
There's no way that's for homos.
All right.
Chick's asshole.
Okay.
Chick.
Yeah.
Female with the jugs.
Chick McGee.
Oh, no. So much for structure. We were talking about
Last Comic Standing, man.
My buddy Marcus.
Yeah.
Made it to the semifinals.
He didn't make it to the semifinals. Yep. By the way, an extremely talented person.
Yeah, very, very funny. Very funny. You know who else I like?
Who?
Eliza Schlesinger.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sure you do.
Wow. Jenny's going to have my nuts in a second because she fucking... I told her the other
day.
I was like, I got a new crush. Coincidentally, also named Eliza because I have Eliza Dushku.
Oh, I don't know.
She's in Bring It On.
Okay.
Hot. Used to be on Buffy. But Elisha, I think it's actually Elisha Schlesinger.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You see the boobs on that girl?
She's funny.
Yeah, she's funny too.
Very, very
she's
funny.
She's also hot.
Funny. She's funny.
She's also.
No, she's funny.
Flat.
She has a good look to her.
Yeah. Kind of punky and fuckable.
Yeah. Funkable.
She's one of my MySpace friends now.
Really?
Yeah.
Or so you think. You know who I thought was hilarious? God's Pottery.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, if you go, they're not Christian. It is basically making fun of Christianity or the whole culture.
Right.
And I went to their Facebook page, and there's a posting on there's like, I'm a Christian camp counselor, and I think you guys are hilarious. Thanks for pushing God.
Oops.
Like, oh, Jesus, man. He totally misunderstood what they're trying to say.
You, sir, have missed the point, sir.
Yeah, when they show a video of God's Pottery playing basketball in the hood. I mean, come on.
You know, I'm just a little worried about their comedy carrying. Like, do they have more than one joke?
I think they do. Oh, the other guys that I liked was the three guys.
Oh, the brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. they're real good because they're so sharp and so fast. They just play off each other and they go. That's
they had some really good talent this year. I was really impressed.
I didn't like the Twins. They got passed on to the semifinals too.
Twins. Those,
I think they did. The twin, they're Greek looking.
Yeah,
and no, maybe they didn't make it to the semifinals. I don't think they made it. No, I think they just made it to the showcase show.
Yeah,
they were just. There's too much going on there.
Right.
Like talking at the same time.
The guy from England with the big bass.
Yeah.
I think he's hilarious. I've seen him do stand up like 10 years ago. I saw him do stand up.
See, I don't get it though. Like yeah. I don't understand. I didn't understand his jokes.
I thought it was hilarious. Crystal didn't get it either.
You know, I don't think I finished the episode now that I mention it. I don't think I finished the episode. I know I didn't. Because it was these were all the international people this last episode.
Yeah.
I stopped it to go do something. I never finished and saw their showcase sets.
Yeah.
So maybe
big
that's
bass
why
guy made it.
Did he?
Yeah. So we would see him hopefully tonight.
Yeah, so he must be good then.
Yeah.
But the problem I have is what you just said, you saw him 10 years ago doing stand up.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem I have with Last Comic.
Yeah.
It should be about new up and coming.
Oh, absolutely.
Comedians,
absolutely.
You know?
Well, so, you know, I think it takes a good 3 to 4, 5 years to polish yourself up enough to be on that show.
Yeah.
But if you're just a normal traveling club comic, that's what that show's about.
Yeah.
It's not about the people that have played. Like, that guy has performed in front of the Queen.
That's
not right.
No.
He's made it already.
Yeah, he's successful.
I mean, where's the tux?
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but last weekend I was able to be a part of a Journey tribute band. And they played a REO Speedwagon Styx set to begin with, took a break, came back out. Guitarist had a big wig on like Neil Sean. The lead singer had a tux jacket on with a sequin shirt underneath it like Steve Perry does. It was hilarious.
Wow.
And now you know that Journey has a new lead singer who's like Taiwanese.
Really?
So now it's Don't Stop Bereaving.
don't stop bereaving.
Exactly.
So he doesn't want you to stop going to funerals. Then.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning. I know this. I was trying to think of some other weird ways we can make Taiwanese
bereaving. Bereavement.
Bereaving. I know. You know that's funny, dude.
That was a good joke.
I didn't make it out.
I fucking hate you.
That's all right. I don't. It's okay.
You're fucking dead to me, Corey.
Yeah, I know. I've been dead to you for 3 weeks.
It's actually been like 2.5 months.
I know.
Haven't recorded since before I went on vacation in May.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
We're back!
Yeah. I posted that the lost episode, the Oceanic 815 episode. Yeah. God, I love that show. So they just went, where is this at?
Oh, it was at the same place that the NFL thing was.
So did they have an Asian guy come out then?
No, but he was a weird-looking dude. I was super gay.
Yeah?
Yeah, super gay. And it was a bunch of, like, 40-year-old people there. It was funny as hell. And it was so loud in there that when they started playing, everybody's like, oh, no.
Really?
You know, 40-year-old people, when they go to a show, they don't want it loud. They want it good enough so they could hear it, but soft enough so they could actually speak to their neighbor.
But what did they expect? I mean, it's not like a lounge show.
Dude. I don't know. People are stupid.
Wow. See, another reason we need to get you a mic like this.
Yeah. Am I popping my
mic? Oh, yeah.
Is this better?
That's a little better, but it looks really queer. Oh, there it is, but...
Yeah, that was on purpose.
That was on purpose. Yeah, no, it's not doing it so much anymore.
All right, then I'll hold it like this.
Yeah, except for I'm not picking you up for shit now.
Well, then I'll talk like this, and I'll just watch my peas.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So he's got the microphone in his hand like he's just getting ready to fucking deep throat it, like he's going to suck its cock off. And as he says peas, he moves it away real fast.
Yeah.
Peas.
I did it on purpose.
They teach you that in radio school?
I know, I just made it up.
If you don't have one of them fucking compressor deals on there, you move it away as fast as possible.
Move your head away like that so you can't hear what's going on.
See, what you have to do is you have to move the microphone away from your face faster than the speed of sound so the P
now,
can't catch it.
Now, try with my penis. You get an A.
No, away. Away from your face. Jesus.
Microphones don't spit.
Oh.
Professor Peabody, microphones don't spit.
Well, that's not spit, sir. That's my special made mayonnaise, see?
I'm saying.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, I gotta tell you the truth. We have to be done because I have to get back to work.
Fuck work.
I wish I could do that.
You ever done it at work? You don't have to answer that.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it, but it's too dirty where I work. I can't do it at work.
Well, I could totally do it where I work. And I think that I want to. I want actually, if I could have my way with my wife at work, it would be first off, I'd be on the air.
Careful.
No, it's okay. Okay. This part's all right. I'd be on the air, and she would go underneath the board, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And get me going while I'm talking.
Right.
And then I'll turn the microphone off, and then we'd go to town on the tabletop.
You know who that'd make happy?
Me.
Hopty.
Hopty? Hopty shows up yesterday at Horseshoes at my horse.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, Hopty shows up.
Set it up real quick. There's a listener who calls every single day.
He calls every single day, asks for the same thing every day. He thinks he's my best friend. He's an old guy. He claims to have known, you know, what was that movie with Johnny Depp when he's in California, big drug dealer?
Blow?
Yeah. He claims to have known the guy that Johnny Depp played.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and used to get his stuff from there.
Right.
And claims he can fix everything. Claims he's a marksman. Claims he has all these kinds of guns. Well, he shows up in my fucking horseshoe league last night. Yes, I'm in a horseshoe league, I know. But it's more of a drinking team with a horseshoe problem. So anyway, he shows up and I buy him a beer because he doesn't have any money. He's on Social Security. And
right.
So I buy him a beer when he's there and he's like, hey, thanks, man. And then he goes in and comes out and he's got two double shots of Crown Royal whiskey with him. I'm like, if you don't have any money, why would you buy two double shots of Crown Royal?
He likes you, Corey.
And then he said, I spent my last dollar on you. I'm like, now I have to take this shot. I don't have a choice.
Etiquette.
I wanted the etiquette right there.
Etiquette states it.
Yeah. Know. And he wouldn't shut up the whole night. It was painful. It was very painful.
But he likes you. He thinks you're his friend.
I know. But then he thinks he's like, Corey, you didn't throw a ringer. You want me to show you how it's done?
Oh, he's one of those guys.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You can barely hear.
So he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
So he's always got to be the center of attention. He knows
everything. Everybody was talking. He would just keep on talking.
Yeah.
And none of them. Yeah. So I don't think he'll show up at Horseshoe League anymore.
You don't think so?
I think my teammates kind of made him feel uncomfortable.
But is he the type of guy that would get the hint?
No.
Is he the type of guy that would listen to this podcast?
No.
Good, because I'd feel a little bad. I would.
No, he's lonely.
Yeah, and that's sad, you know.
It is. But you know what? Everybody paves their own path, buddy.
Okay, we're not going to end the show on this downer note. So let me check the notes. There's got to be something real quick we can talk about.
Absolutely.
Well,
I see NASCAR.
Oh yeah. Okay, check this shit out. Okay, this is perfect. The last time I recorded, I was leaving to go to Arizona.
Yeah.
So I left to go to Arizona, and I go down to my dad's house, and they're fucking NASCAR freaks down there. And I took Jenny with me, and it was the first time she ever met them. The first day we got there, we were later and shit because all of the bad storms, all of our planes got delayed. We ended up 8 hours late.
Damn.
Yeah. So we just went home, went to bed. The next day we got up, we're sitting around. My dad lives on like a little ranch. He's got like 4.5 acres. Nice. We're out just fucking around, walking around, checking stuff out. Well, we came back and I opened a bottle of wine. I hadn't had wine in forever, you know. So I opened a bottle of red wine to have. We were having steak that night. I drink a bottle of red wine by myself.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so I'm fucking hammered. And we're watching my stand-up comedy video on my laptop out on the deck. And I keep almost spilling my wine. I mean, I'm a fucking mess, right? And I decide, oh, God, the wine's gone. I should open another one.
Because that's a good idea.
Right. So I open another one, and I end up halfway through that one.
At least you don't have far to fall.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I go into the house to take a leak, apparently, and disappear for like an hour.
Where'd you go?
Well, apparently I pissed. And then there's a bat. We were staying in the guest room, and there's a bathroom right off the guest room.
Yeah.
And so I just lay down in bed and went to sleep.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so Jenny's out there with these people she's just met the day before, right? And it's Saturday, and they're NASCAR freaks.
Yeah.
And NASCAR, it just happened that their race was a Saturday race this week.
Wow.
And so they all sit down, my dad and my stepmom and my dad's best friend all sit down to watch this race, and they have very, very limited seating in the living room. There's like one recliner. Or not even a recliner, like one little glider rocker, and then the couch. Because they live alone, the two of them, so they'll just both sit on the couch. Well, it's my dad, Jenny, my dad's best friend, and then my stepmom sitting in the little glider chair watching NASCAR. And Jenny's pissed. And so she watches an hour of NASCAR, just a lot of...
I'll tell you what, man, that boy's going to go fast. He's going to go there. He's going to go there for 2 minutes. Left off.
Boogity, 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 boogity.
Let's go racing, boys.
So she goes, I'm going to go check on him. Comes in there, fucking finds me all cashed out on the bed. Oh, fuck you. So she crawls into bed and falls asleep. You know, forces herself to take a nap. Well, about a half an hour later, she wakes up and rolls over and, like, kind of bumps me with her arm, and it wakes me up, and I sit up. I don't remember going in the house. I'm fucking hammered, and wine gives you a headache, too.
Yeah.
So I wake up. I've got a headache. I'm dehydrated. My fly is still down.
I'm surprised I'm falling asleep standing up.
Oh, fuck. I've done that before. And I'm just like, what the fuck? How'd I get in here? She's like, you're an asshole. And I'm like, what happened? What'd I say? You didn't say or really do anything, but I had to watch an hour of fucking NASCAR, okay? Of NASCAR racing with people that I don't even know. So it wasn't really anything to talk to them about because I don't really know them. And it, did you just fart into the microphone?
Uh-huh.
God damn it. Hey. Yo. Did you just make it stinky?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, she was pissed because fucking... No! No cup of soup!
Cup of soup,
no
buddy.
Cup of soup.
Yeah, that's rotten.
Corey's fanning his fart at me. Actually, he grabbed it in the palm of his hand and threw it overhand at me like a monkey throwing poop.
Actually, I threw a knuckleball because I actually could see the seams.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, wow. Seriously, man.
What? You're cutting us 10 minutes short because you got to go back to work.
Exactly. By the way, the moral of that story would be...
don't drink red wine.
Don't be a pussy and drink wine.
Well, it was good. I like the way it tastes.
I like wine, too.
I've been drinking fancy beer lately. We'll talk about that next week, if you show up.
All right. I'll be here next week.
All right. So is that the deal, then?
That's the deal. Hey, by the way, this has been Misinformation. I'm Corey.
I'm Zach. I love you.
Corey's not here, man.
No, seriously, dude, I'm here this time.